Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up? What's going on, Big 12 Nation? Back with another preview. Quick one. Won't take up the whole 10 to 15 minutes on this one, but let's go over Kansas State Wildcats and the outstanding job Coach Bill Snyder has done there. Later on, I'll do my daily, however you want to say it, my daily opinion on what's going on in the sports world right now. Urban Meyer is being criticized for the way he fired Zach Smith, not thanking him because, quote-unquote, we want to be so politically correct for actually firing him, but let's criticize the way he fired him. He didn't do it fast enough for some people. These people make me sick, man. I don't even understand how some of these people have media credentials nowadays. Anyway, Kansas State, real simple. They got Alex Delton coming back and Alex Barnes coming back. They won 9 games last year. During the middle of the season, as always, you don't know how many games Kansas State's going to win. It may look like they may be 6-6 or 5-7. They come out with 8 or 9 wins every single time. It's absolutely amazing. Now, let's go over the schedule here. The schedule doesn't look too tough, guys. It looks, you know, like a winnable schedule. Let me get the schedule here. Okay, guys, so Kansas State opens up with South Dakota on September 1st. Should be a packed game. Should be a blowout. Then they have Mississippi State coming to town. Mississippi State just got a new coach. I think Kansas State can win that game, even though it's an SEC team. I always root for the Big 12 versus SEC anyway. I'm biased towards the Big 12, like the ESPN is biased towards the SEC. But I think that's a winnable game. New coach. Not a really, like, consistent quarterback. Dak Prescott's been going for a while. Quarterbacks have been average since Dak has been going. So, honestly, I think Kansas State wins this game at home. University of Texas San Antonio Roadrunners. Frank Wilson has done a phenomenal job down there in San Antonio. Who knows how long he will be there, a guy from LSU. This will be a tough out-of-conference home game, but I see the Wildcats winning this one. Easily. So I think anything can go wrong with that Mississippi State game, but if I'm thinking how I want to think, I think Kansas State gets out of non-conference 3-0. At West Virginia will be a tough one. Texas at home the next week. I don't know how I would predict this Morgantown game. I guess you could say if Kansas State wins, then West Virginia isn't what everybody hypes them up to be. Because a lot of people think West Virginia is going to win the Big 12 this year, but we'll see. I'm not counting or kicking down the people in Morgantown. I'm just saying let's wait and see. So I'm going to say I don't know which game they're going to have difficulty with, Texas or West Virginia, but I'm going to say they get out of the first 5 weeks 4-1. I'll go with that. Next, at Baylor, should be an easy win in Waco. I think they have a while to go under Matt Rhule. Not saying Matt Rhule is a bad coach, but they just got a while to go there, Baylor. Oklahoma State in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm taking Kansas State at home versus Oklahoma State. They owe them one. As a matter of fact, I think they won last year, but either or, I got them at home. To Oklahoma, tough game. I'm going to give that game to the Sooners at TCU. Oof. I'm going to give that game to TCU. That's tough. Home versus Kansas, that should be an easy one. Home versus Texas Tech. Cliff Kingsborough will come out throwing the ball, but they'll Snyder find a way to run the ball, run the clock, and beat Texas Tech. And then at Iowa State, that'll be a tough game. It all depends on bowl game implications, how motivated Matt Campbell has the Cyclones, all those good things. But it looks good for them. I mean, they're done playing Saturday, November 24th, you know. So they're done before December. It drives me crazy when I see some of these college football games still being played the weekend of December 5th. So make a long story short, looking at the schedule, let's see. South Dakota should be a win. Mississippi State, UTSA. West Virginia up in the air. Baylor should be a good one. Kansas, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State. I'm going to go 8-4, 9-3, guys. I'm going to go 8-4, 9-3. And even scarier, they might mess around and win the conference. That's the goofy thing because nobody actually stands out this year. So those years that you think Kansas State will go 8-4, 9-3, will be the year they'll go 12-0. So in the last couple of years, they've beaten big-time teams. The year before, they beat Texas A&M, and then this past year, they beat UCLA in the bowl game. So they're on a pretty good bowl game, like win streak against solid competition. So hopefully Bill Snyder gets another career, you know, breaking year where he can get some more wins, you know, under his belt and, you know, keep lighting up the history books and doing amazing things there in Manhattan, Kansas. But I'll finish out with this, my annoyed news for the day, guys, is it's simple. Urban Meyer fired a coach, and all the questions people asked him was the timing of it. Not saying he did fire him and it's a good job. It goes back to my point, like with the Art Browse and all other situations. This is why you don't cower into the media and you do stuff the way you want to do it. Because even when you do it the way that they want you to do it, they still say you didn't do it fast enough. I don't have a problem with Matt Rhule, but I got a problem with the media praising Matt Rhule's hire because at Temple, and I said this last year, at Temple he kicked a kid off a team that was totally innocent because a female made up a lie. Or Browse just didn't say anything and waited for the whole facts to come out. But one's better than the other, so if you jump the gun, you're better than waiting to find out what the truth is. Last but not least, nobody's God, man. Like, stop playing God. Stop saying he should do this over an allegation. You know how many people in the last, like, 2 or 3 years have got fired, lost their job over allegation, and then they've jumped on board, and as a man, you just got to get over an allegation. You can't sue people, and that's why I was proud to see I don't agree with what they did, but I was glad to see that the Minnesota players are suing for getting kicked off the team and fired when they had video evidence. I'm glad to see the kid from Montana who sued when he had evidence that he was lied on. I hope more and more of these college athletes start suing, just like they keep just throwing away money because of this Title IX nonsense, because some female woke up one morning and said, oh, there's a law saying that I can get out of the stuff I did last night, so let me go ahead and use that to my advantage, even though I know I did everything willingly and had a good time. Allegations, man. And nobody's saying domestic violence is right. Nobody's saying domestic violence is great. But what I am saying is that I don't want to live in a world where allegations can get somebody fired. Last but not least, this happened in 2009. So he made one mistake in 2009 and his whole career is supposed to be over? So when do these reporters who publish one bad story or make one false accusation or jump the gun on a false lead, when do they get to get fired and not get another chance? So they just get to continue to report on people no matter how many mistakes they make, but a football coach or assistant makes one mistake and his whole entire career needs to be over. Football needs to get some administrators who have a pair of balls. Excuse my French. They need to get some administrators that are willing to speak up and say what's needed to be done. Most importantly, you need football people running football stuff. We got a bunch of people who don't know nothing about football making all the rules on football with concussions and injuries and all this other dumb stuff and politics about who should be hitting who and this should never happen or a male or an athlete should never do this. But you don't see a bunch of football players over there, football coaches over there making rules on the border crossing and what this administration should do about terrorism and self-defense. Like, we got everybody who does not play the sport, doesn't love the sport, doesn't care about the sport, making decisions on the sport. Meanwhile, we just have coaches doing what everybody says. You guys are college-educated grown men, at least last I checked. You're not that daggone dumb. At some point, you have to stop just saying what everybody else wants you to say because then you won't have no opinion. This is why I hate when people in life just say, oh, no big deal, I'll just do this because I feel like dealing with it. Yeah, but if you keep doing that, then people like ESPN, ABC, and as you see now, we'll just keep reaching, keep reaching, keep reaching, keep reaching until they get you to do what they want. And then all of a sudden you're going to look up and you're not going to have any rights. Football, United States, stands for freedom and love of the game, faith, family, football. It doesn't stand for dictatorship and criticize and critique every second of every coach's lives about every single thing, and then sitting there and discussing a panel about everything else except freaking football. If I wanted to learn about, and here's what I'll end it on this, guys. None of these reporters, none of these so-called advocates, or none of these people that are saying fired outrage, none of these damn people have donated to a women's shelter this year. I guarantee it. This has been Big 12 Nation, Kansas State, football preview. They got Alex Delton coming back, Alex Barnes coming back. What else do you need when you got Bill Snyder running everything? It'll be a great defense. It'll be a fun game. They got a good out-of-conference schedule. Big game against Mississippi State. I'll catch you guys next time. We'll do the Kansas Hawks. And I'm not trying to be mean. We'll do the Kansas Hawks preview, and let's hope Kansas can win 4 games this year. If not, David Betty might be in trouble. Big 12 Nation, everybody enjoy your weekday. Have a good one. It's hot out there.